Hi there. The word for you today is learn to be tactful. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22, Paul writes, I try to find common ground. Someone has said that tact is the knack of knowing how to make a point without making an enemy. To win somebody over, you must first do two things. First, understand them, and second, become comfortable with difference or diversity. Paul writes, so I can bring them to Christ, I try to find common ground with everyone. Now, let's be clear, Paul wouldn't yield an inch when it came to the truth. But his strategy was always one of love, whether he was speaking to Jews, Greeks, Romans, or barbarians. His message never varied, but his approach did. When people know you respect them, you're more effective at helping them to change. Speaking to those who were willing to alienate someone over a fine point of theology, here's what Paul wrote. Galatians 3:28, reading from Eugene Peterson's The Message, and I quote, In Christ's family you are all equal, in a common relationship with Jesus. Just think, when the saints of the ages gather around God's throne to praise Him, they will not only come from different continents and cultures, but different eras. The early church age and the space age. What a concert! But you won't enjoy a moment of it if you're so narrow that you only know one song, because they may not be singing your particular number over there. Some of God's choicest characters were culturally diverse, like Moses, an Israelite raised in an Egyptian household to prepare him for his destiny, or Peter, who was prejudiced enough to think that God only blessed Jews, until God straightened him out, Acts 10:15, saying, If I say someone's acceptable, don't you say they're not. Evidently Peter got the message, for he wrote later in 1 Peter 1:22, Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, love one another deeply. He got it. So the word for you today is, learn to be tactful.